Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. At least five dead in shooting and fire at a Michigan church. We have the story.
Police officer shot and killed in Hayes. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A shooting at a Mormon church in Michigan leaves at least five dead, including the gunman. Eight people injured. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
A man rammed his vehicle into the front doors of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan. The 40-year-old man then got out of his vehicle and began shooting. The shooter was shot and killed by two local police officers who engaged in a heroic firefight. Police say the shooter deliberately set the church on fire, a blaze that engulfed the entire church. Tragically, police believe multiple victims died in that fire. A witness tells Fox the attack happened as the congregation had just finished taking the sacrament. The shooter turned his gun on those who were running away from the church and those running towards what they believed to be a car accident, but was instead a horrific attack.
The shooter was identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, an Iraq war veteran. The FBI is investigating the incident as a targeted attack.
Democrats will have their face-to-face meeting with President Trump in hopes of striking a deal to avoid a government shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he believes the White House felt the heat and reset last week's canceled meeting.
But the fundamental question hasn't been answered yet, and we'll see on Monday. Are they serious about negotiating with us?
Democrats say their main goal is not to have any continuing resolution include cuts to needed health care. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said, as he sees it, a perfectly good bill exists.
That has been passed by the House that will be signed into law by the president to keep the government open.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. The vote is scheduled in the Senate for Tuesday, just ahead of the 12:01 a.m. Wednesday shutdown deadline. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a shooting Sunday morning in Hayes that killed a Hayes police officer.
Police received a call that a female had escaped a domestic violence incident at a residence in the 2000 block of East 21st Street. The woman reported that while she attempted to flee, her significant other, identified as 34-year-old Zane Wickham, drove his truck into her vehicle. She ran to a nearby home to call for help. Police surrounded a house and a shot was fired from inside, fatally injuring one officer. Police later found Wickham dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The dead police officer's name has not been released. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating the death of a missing Wichita woman as a homicide. 43-year-old Rachel Johnson was found dead inside a vehicle yesterday at a South Wichita home. On September 27th, officers received the report of a missing person under suspicious circumstances. Because of the nature of the case, homicide investigators were assigned. Johnson was last seen by family members on the morning of September 26th.
A bomb threat called into the Hutchinson Regional Airport was traced back to a Wichita boy.
The juvenile called in a threat just before 11 p.m. Thursday, saying there was a bomb attached to an airplane at the airport. Hutchinson PD officers responded to the reported threat a little after 8 a.m. Friday. Police determined that the threat wasn't credible, but not before the airport went on lockdown, restricting flights in and out of the facility. With the assistance of Wichita police, the juvenile was taken into custody and transported to the Reno County Youth Shelter. Charges of aggravated criminal threat were referred to the Reno County DA's office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs at home yesterday afternoon trying to get a second win in a row. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Celebrating National Coffee Day. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The average price of gasoline per gallon has slightly decreased over the last 2 weeks. Industry analyst Tripoli Lundberg explains.
We have a drop of 2 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.27.
The average price of gas over the same period last year was just a penny higher at $3.28 per gallon.
Israel's prime minister is at the White House today as President Trump pushes a Middle East peace plan.
The Trump administration is proposing a 21-point peace plan to end the war in Gaza, secure the release of hostages, and set up a civilian government in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox he's working on it with U.S. officials.
And I hope we can make it a go because we want to free our hostages. We want to get rid of Hamas rule and have them disarmed, Gaza demilitarized, and a new future set up for Gazans and Israelis alike.
There are differences still between Netanyahu and President Trump. The president criticized Israeli airstrikes inside Qatar and says he won't allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams ending his reelection bid is likely to change the mayor's race.
Mayor Adams bowed out of the race, saying he faced criticism, job rumors, and federal charges during this campaign. But he told New Yorkers on social media Sunday,
"Despite the headlines and innuendo, I always put you before me."
Adams did not endorse any opponent, but frontrunner Zohran Mamdani implied in a statement it was President Trump's influence that's determining Adams and another opponent, Andrew Cuomo's, future. Mamdani also called Adams a disgraced, corrupt politician. A recent Fox News poll had Mamdani leading the race and Mayor Adams trailing Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa in last place. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Coffee lovers have an extra excuse to fill their cups and caffeinate today.
Brands are brewing up deals to celebrate National Coffee Day. Starbucks is offering rewards members 100 bonus stars when they order a hot or iced coffee, any size, through the day. Dunkin' is offering rewards members a free medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase in the Dunkin' app. The offer excludes cold brew and nitro beverages. Burger King Royal Perks members can get a free medium iced coffee with an online or in-app purchase of $1 or more today. And through Wednesday, Sheetz is paying tribute to Java's big day, offering folks free self-serve coffee with any purchase at all locations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic traffic volume is getting heavier in the Wichita area right now. Seeing more traffic on the roadways, starting to see a little bit of a traffic backup behind that road construction eastbound on Kellogg right at the Central Business District, and a little bit of heavy traffic northbound on I-135 right there at Kellogg as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with the forecast this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Yeah, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Things are looking kind of warm here to start off our last couple of days in the month of September. And we're going to go into October with highs still getting up into the 80s. So for those that are not quite ready to let go of summer just yet, this weather is just for you. And this week looks very quiet here in Kansas. Not a tremendous amount of wind. There certainly won't be any chance for rain, which is good news for some of the farmers in the area as we try to get back at the fall harvest and try to get some of next year's wheat into the ground. But also it looks like our high temperatures will be running about 7 to 8 degrees or so above average for this time of the year. Not warm enough for record highs, but it is a little bit above average. So while things are very quiet here, of course, a lot of talk about what's happening down in the Bahamas and just off the East Coast. There's been a drastic change in the over the weekend in terms of the forecast for Imelda, which is just now north of the Bahamas as a tropical storm. It will become a hurricane, but what has changed in the past couple of days, now expected to take a turn and go east and move away from the East Coast. They're still going to get some rain in the Carolinas, but fortunately there's a system that's passing through the Carolinas that's going to shove Imelda farther out into the sea. And Umberto, which is actually a hurricane now, also no threat to the East Coast. So we're kind of breathing a sigh of relief for our friends and family back on the East Coast. They're not going to be having to deal with any kind of tropical storm or hurricane. Probably going to be some rip currents, but nothing worse than that. As far as our weather is concerned, looking late into the week and over the weekend, we'll stay with highs in the 80s. Right now, our next chance for rain probably about 6 or 7 days away. So we have a ways to go before we'll see that return. This morning in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky and 62. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
What if we got to reopen the swimming pools here for the next couple of weeks?
To make up for all those delays that we had back at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe not such a bad idea.
You're going to be warm, huh? All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. And that is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. How about that? Today is Monday, September 29th, 2025. Steve and Ted show number 7023. On this date, 43 years ago, 1982, the Tylenol poisoner claimed first victims. There were a total of 7 deaths in the Chicago area over a 2-day period before authorities determined that extra-strength Tylenol capsules had been laced with cyanide. A suspect for the murders was never found.
Yeah, that's an unsolved case.
Tragedy led to introduction of safety seals on most consumer products.
That was what started the
only way you can get them off is to poke a hole in them.
Way to get the cap off those bottles.
It's tough. All right, that was 43 years ago. Wow. One birthday that stood out to me celebrating today, and that is Madeline Kahn. It would have been her birthday today.
Oh, bless her heart.
She died 1999.
She died way too young.
Where she was in Mel Brooks' movies, Blazing Saddles, High Anxiety, Young Frankenstein.
Paper Moon.
She should have got an Oscar for that. She was
funny lady.
I just thought she was hilarious. Madeline Kahn died in 1999. Here's You know, our good friend Phil Hildebrand is having a birthday today.
Our great coworker.
Yeah. Pat was in here this morning and we chatted a little bit and we did some stuff. He never mentioned it. You know, if it was me, I'd say, hey, by the way, Phil, you know, it's my birthday. You got any money? You know, but not him. He's kind of a modest, quiet guy.
Tremendous.
Very great help.
Coworker.
Wonderful guy. We like Phil.
He's got a great voice.
Having a birthday today. My granddaughter's birthday, Sammy Joe, yesterday, turning 13. And we went down again to the house. He gave her a little gift and said happy birthday to Sammy Joe. She's a student at Derby Middle School and does the trumpet, did a little karate. So she can entertain you.
She can entertain you. She's a multi-threat.
Turn around and kick your you-know-what. So. All right, Ted, it's 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning, and we got a lot of sports to talk about this morning, including the Chiefs, of course.
Yeah, we had Chiefs football yesterday afternoon up at Arrowhead. Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens going at it. Baltimore coming in, leading the league, averaging 37 points a game. Chiefs defense was up to the task, holding the Ravens to about half of that usual total. Meanwhile, the Chiefs offense, which has had its struggles, certainly, dating all the way back to the Super Bowl, kind of got things uncranked yesterday. Things were finding the end zone quite a bit. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was all right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chiefs will be under center, double tight, left side, Pacheco the running back. Mahomes stays with the called play. After a long count, rolling left side, dumps it, Pacheco at the 5, angling near side, touchdown, Kansas City, as the Chiefs on the short roll, touchdown pass, Mahomes to Isaiah Pacheco, and the Chiefs lead 19-7. And another record for Patrick Mahomes, 2 touchdown passes, that gives him 250 touchdown passes in his 116th game. That's the fastest to 250 touchdown passes by any quarterback in National Football League history. The PAT is good.
How about that? 250 touchdown passes now for Patrick Mahomes. The old record was Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Now it's held by Patrick Mahomes. 4 touchdown passes on the day for Mahomes to 4 different players. Nice. That's how we're kind of used to seeing the Chiefs use their roster and beat teams, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. The Chiefs win it 37-20 was the final score. as the Chiefs now have back-to-back wins to even things up on the season at 2-2. Chiefs were 4-for-4 on fourth down conversions yesterday.
Pretty good.
So moving the football, zero turnovers, and four touchdowns in the red zone. So all pretty much good news for the Chiefs yesterday. And the first place undefeated Los Angeles Chargers lost to the winless New York Giants. So hey. And the Raiders also lost. So the Chiefs making up ground in the division. The Broncos play tonight. So the Chiefs, after that 0-2 start, are now just only one game out in the division behind the Chargers.
Get going.
Four games
here. Yeah.
In. So things have changed in the last couple of weeks for the Chiefs as they'll get ready for a Monday night game at Jacksonville next week. I'll take a look at college volleyball. Wichita State with a sweep yesterday at Memphis, 3-0. Hey, Shocker Volleyball is off to a 2-0 start in the conference. Both wins on the road. The Shocks are now 10-4 on the season. Their best start in 8 years. Nice. NASCAR, the NASCAR playoffs yesterday at the Kansas Speedway, the Hollywood Casino 400. Chase Elliott the winner as he advances into the round of eight with that victory. He got the win yesterday in a second overtime on that final two-lap shootout. And he won it by that much, 0.069 seconds. Yeah, less than a tenth of a second.
Whoa.
So there you go. Chase Elliott, his second win this season, his second win ever at Kansas, and the 21st of his career. Chase Elliott certainly had a very productive day yesterday, winning in the NASCAR playoffs at the Kansas Speedway. Major League Baseball, the season has come to an end for the Kansas City Royals. They made the playoffs last year, did not make the postseason this year. Yesterday, trying to win in Sacramento to finish off a winning record. Could they get that done in front of 8,700? Well, it helps when you have a guy that gets the most hits in Major League Baseball. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., you heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
2-1 pitch, swing, and a liner deep to left field. Left fielder going back. It's going to be over the outstretched glove of Max Schumann. Here comes Massey around third. He'll score. Garcia does likewise. It's a two-run double. A laser beam off the bat of Bobby Witt Jr., and the Royals lead it 8-0.
And fitting for Bobby Witt Jr. in what is likely his final at-bat of this season to have a double. He leads the majors in doubles with 47, and that is 184th hit of the season also to lead the majors.
How about that?
Nice stuff.
Back-to-back years now. Bobby Witt Jr. has led the major leagues in base hits. So the Royals win the season finale 9-2. They finished the year 82-80. So a winning record for the second straight year. But they missed the playoffs this year by 5 games. Just think, if they would have won one more game a month, they'd be in the playoffs. Sometimes that's the way it works in baseball. You just need that one extra win here and there. Yep. Could have made the difference. They do finish the year with a winning record, however. One more baseball note. The Miami Marlins finished up the season yesterday at home. Shut out the New York Mets 4-0. Coming out of the bullpen for the Marlins, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Calvin Faucher throwing a scoreless eighth inning. He finished the year with a 3.28 earned run average out of the Marlins bullpen for the former Wind Surge pitcher. And the Marlins finished just 2 wins away from 500 as they won 2 of their final 3 against the Mets. There you go. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served on a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Yeah. Hey, that's perfect for lunch.
Giddy up.
Hot link sandwich, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for a house call for health. You may want to think twice before drinking that sugary drink, and it's not just about weight gain. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Monday morning, 62 degrees. Lawmakers have just under 48 hours to fund the government or it will shut down. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports on what President Trump and congressional leaders are doing about it.
Time is quickly running out for lawmakers to strike a spending deal and avoid a government shutdown. They have until midnight Tuesday. President Trump will meet with top congressional leaders from both parties at the White House to try and reach a compromise. Right now, the biggest sticking points are over spending and health care. If there's a shutdown, federal workers won't get paid and many services will pause. The White House is also threatening mass firings.
Democrats say they won't support a continuing resolution that cuts funding to health care.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed into law a bill including the Missouri First redrawn congressional district map. It may mean more Republicans in Congress.
Missouri's governor says the new map splits fewer counties compared to the current map, preserves two districts as they're currently drawn, and retains every member of Missouri's congressional delegation. However, opponents of redistricting the state argue the revised map targets Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's seat. The Democratic National Committee issued a statement saying Missouri Republicans have shown they care more about holding on to power at all costs than the fundamental rights of the Missourians they were elected to represent. Right now, Missouri has six Republicans in Congress and two Democrats. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Kansas woman has been sentenced to a little more than 24 years in prison for the murder of her husband, a U.S. Army soldier. In February, a federal jury found 31-year-old Margaret Schaaf guilty of second-degree murder for killing her husband, Greg Schaaf, at their home in Fort Riley. Evidence presented at the trial shows Schaaf shot her husband in the face while in the presence of her two young daughters.
Kansas 1st District Representative Tracy Mann, reflecting on what he thought was the biggest issue during last year's presidential campaign.
The number one issue in last year's election was the southern border. You cannot clear-eyed look at the border and that under Joe Biden, where we're letting literally hundreds of thousands of people be trafficked into our country by the cartels. You can't look at that mess and say that that's the right policies for the greatest country in the history of the world, right? And so, you know, Biden said forever that he needed Congress to act. Turns out what we needed was a different president in the Oval Office.
Congressman Tracy Mann was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
An Iowa school superintendent was arrested by federal immigration officers. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
DHS's Ian Roberts, a criminal illegal alien from Guyana, was arrested in possession of a loaded weapon in a vehicle provided by Des Moines Public Schools after fleeing federal law enforcement on Friday. Folks want to know how he landed this job, considering his immigration status and the fact that he had a previous weapons charge. The school district has since placed Roberts on paid administrative leave. Des Moines Public Schools provided some context into how he got hired. The district says it retained a consulting firm to conduct a search for a superintendent, and the firm identified Dr. Roberts as a candidate, and a third-party comprehensive background check was conducted.
The Homeland Security Department says Roberts entered the U.S. in 1999 and was given a final removal order by an immigration judge. Now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies turn partly cloudy, and after we hit 88 on Sunday, we'll fall a few degrees today. We'll call the high of 83, southeast winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy, lower 60s tonight. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, 82. Mostly sunny Wednesday and 84. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, calm, and 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:35 now, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on this Monday morning. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Are you guys all recovered from the heat during open streets yesterday?
No, at our age, it takes about four weeks to recover from that.
It was so wonderful to see you guys and the rest of the community. I think it was one of the better turnouts. I know that this year they condense the open streets for 2.5 miles instead of longer, but it was such a great time. I saw a lot of people out walking, bicycling, riding scooters, riding skateboards. So what a wonderful time. I really appreciate it. And so anyone that is looking forward to next year, the dates will be posted in the coming weeks and months at openstreetsict.com.
Well, I saw a goat.
Yeah, we even had a goat across from us. Yeah, it was entertaining.
Did you see the bunny?
No. We didn't see a bunny.
Oh. Well, I got to see the bunny. It got too hot. So Sergeant, forgot his name, but he was inside the vehicle because it got too hot.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'll bet you were busy the whole weekend doing something. What were you up to over the weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend was just a lot of community events, and I'm just so grateful that our community hosts these annual events. Chili Cook-Off, Wagon Masters, hosted that on Saturday, and I also think they had a record number of people because I just saw so many folks just wanting to gather. Then we had the Wichita Asian Festival. That was the 44th annual Asian Fest. And both the Chili Cook-Off and Asian Fest are completely run by volunteers, which I think is so amazing. That is the heart of giving back to our community. And I'm just so grateful to those organizations, Wagon Masters, Wichita Asian Association. And then on Sunday, I had the opportunity to go out to the Sedgwick County Zoo because Wichita Children's Home's Kids Cope program hosted a zoo day at the zoo. And so we went there before going to Open Streets and then ended the night watching the Chiefs and also supporting Phi Delta Theta fraternity at WSU.
All right.
That Asian festival has really expanded its footprint in the last several years. A huge event.
It has. And so that organization has been around since 1981. And I am a bit biased, and that's because I was a former president of the association, and that festival has grown from WSU to Century 2 to now two areas of Century 2. So if you did not get to go out this Saturday, check it out next year, right about September, October frame.
Wichita City Council meeting this week, correct?
No, no council meeting today.
Oh, that's right. The county's not meeting. Yeah.
It's the fifth. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So it's the fifth Tuesday of the month. So no council meeting. Instead, we're going to learn about fire operations. So we're looking forward to getting into gear at the fire training center. So that will be our meeting for the month. And then there is a town hall that day. So if anyone's interested in going to a town hall on Tuesday, it will be hosted by District 1. And it will feature DA Bennett and also Sheriff Easter.
Where is that going to be?
WSU Metroplex.
Metroplex.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah. At when? 6?
6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, got it. All right, just making a note here. All right.
Hey, last week you had the big fireworks roundup and report on what happened this year. Did anything in that report surprise or cause anyone concern that we might have to make changes for next year, or are things looking all right for now?
Didn't surprise us. However, they did update the numbers. Initially, they said that there were zero structural fires from that season. However, there were three structural fires. And so, again, really want to emphasize that we need to continue being safe. But it does look like everything looked good compared to the year before.
Okay, good.
Right, good. Good report on fireworks.
Yes. The other thing that we didn't really talk about, but it's still top of mind, and I really want to encourage people, head out to wichita.gov/managersearch and fill out the really brief survey to tell us what you're looking for in the next city manager. As many people in our community, as I've learned, don't really understand our form of government. The city manager really is the person that manages the 3,000 employees for the city. And the mayor is just one person on the council. But the city manager is really the person that has to answer to the seven of us on the council. And so I encourage you to take the survey. Again, it's wichita.gov/managersearch. And so far, over 600 surveys have come back.
Wow. All right. So what are they saying?
We don't know.
You don't know yet. Yeah. Okay. I have to wait till the end and look at it. Okay. I got you. All right. Thank you for being with us, as always. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Wichita Mayor.
Yes.
Lily Wu with Thank Mondays you. With the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Yes, you drop by to see us at our special tent at Open Streets ICT.
Yeah, it was good to see her yesterday.
I didn't want to suggest this to the mayor, but maybe they should make it a little smaller so you don't have to walk all that much. Or maybe put one of those escalators like the People Mover.
The People Mover?
Yeah.
Get one of those put on.
Yeah.
Oh, Wichitans would love that.
I mean, there were some younger people on bicycles, those motorized bikes.
Yeah,
coming down through there 40
miles. A lot of e-bikes.
40 miles an hour.
A lot of e-bikes. Hey, a lot of scooters.
Where was the bunny? Was it across the street from us?
Maybe it might have been.
There was something over there
too hot. Yeah, they had a bunny thing over there. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay. Stephen's Head of the Morning here, 7:41. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff. Andover is looking at still more development. That's coming up. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Stephen's Head of the Morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Gas prices down 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. National average now $3.27 a gallon. Hayes police officer shot and killed in standoff with domestic violence suspect. At least five dead after gunman sets a church on fire in Michigan. The shooter among the dead. More bodies could be found. Three big things. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Right now in traffic here in the Wichita area, we got the heaviest traffic and the slowest moving traffic in that road construction, mostly eastbound at the Central Business District right now. However, we've got some fairly significant slowdowns westbound because of that construction as well. And that goes all the way back past Hillside, the slowdown due to that one. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 82 degrees. Now, clear sky, calm, and 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, and our weather's brought to you by The Monarch. Join your friends for lunch or drinks after work at The Monarch. Check out the patio. Relax on the patio. We're going to have some nice warm weather here for the next few days. That's the Monarch at 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. An infamous cop killer dies in Cuba nearly 50 years after she escaped a New Jersey prison.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. The first woman to ever be on the FBI's most wanted terrorists list has died at 78 years old. Assata Shakur, also known as Joanne Chesmard, was a Black liberation and Black Panther activist who was given political asylum in Cuba in 1979 after escaping from a U.S. prison where she had been serving life for killing a New Jersey police officer in 73. State Trooper Werner Forster was killed and another officer wounded during a gunfight between them, Shakur, and two others. At the time, Shakur was also wanted for numerous other felonies, including bank robbery. She was sentenced in 1977 only to escape 2 years later and eventually find freedom in Cuba. Shakur always maintained that she was being pursued for crimes she didn't commit or which she deemed justified. American authorities, including President Trump, have long demanded Havana extradite her back. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Boeing stock closed higher in a Friday turnaround on Wall Street.
The major averages snapping a three-session losing streak and ending higher after the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, came in line with expectations, leaving an opening for a possible interest rate cut next month by the Fed. The PCE index rose 0.3% in August. The Fed gives more weight to the so-called core price index. That excludes food and gas. It rose to a somewhat slower 0.2% on a monthly basis, while it was unchanged at 2.9% annually. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Apple, Chevron, and Cisco. The Dow up 300 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Andover is looking at more development. Now time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it's mixed-use development in Andover. A Kentucky housing developer, Winterwood Incorporated, has proposed a new development featuring a mix of commercial uses to be built out in phases, according to documents submitted to the city of Andover. It'll be located across a 19-acre parcel called the Thoroughbred at the southwest corner of Kellogg and Allen. That's just across from the Buffalo Ridge Apartments. The first project on the site is anticipated to be a new apartment complex on the southernmost portion of the property, totaling about 10 acres. Site plans show the multifamily development could include six buildings and a clubhouse with an extension of Clyde Street north of the apartments. The northern half of the site would include 8 parcels for other commercial uses closer to Kellogg, which is expected to undergo a major expansion by the Kansas Department of Transportation in the coming years. And the Greater Wichita YMCA has received a $2 million capital donation from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas to its Hutchinson branch as part of a health and wellness collaboration. Blue Cross Blue Shield's contribution will also benefit programs such as nutrition classes, free chronic disease support programs, and free water supply, water safety programs for area second grade students. In Hutchinson, the Y is building a 75,000 square foot facility at 20th Avenue and Lorraine Street on land donated by Hutchinson Regional Healthcare System. It'll replace an older facility with a plan on opening in 2026. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Well, Kirk, did you have an exciting weekend?
I don't know if I'd call it exciting. We spent Saturday and part of Sunday with the kid up in the Lawrence, Kansas City area and had a good time, but I don't know if I'd call it exciting.
Well, sure it is whenever you get to see your young one. It is great.
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, we had a good time. So much fun that we were too tuckered out to go to icy or open streets yesterday.
Well, you're getting to that age where you're slowing down, you know?
I saw Facebook photos of the Odyssey folks, so I trust that you guys had a good time.
Oh, sure, we were out there.
Yeah, you can have your thrills vicariously through us.
Yeah.
That's how I've lived most of my life, Ted.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, the business is brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Who's lighted the path to your success, Kirk? Who's your mentor? Who's that one person in your past who said, Kirk, you should be a financial reporting guy? Who was that?
Well, Bill Roy was one of those guys, of course.
Seriously.
Tom Stein was a longtime mentor.
Yes.
What's that?
I was sort of teasing you, but on the other hand, yeah, Bill he'd make a great mentor. He was a great guy.
Bill's a great mentor. Tom Shine at the Eagle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Les Anderson at Wichita State. He touched so many journalists in this town over the years.
That's right. Oh, good for you.
All right, that's a pretty good lineup
that's
there.
A good lineup. Yes, I take those three anytime. Okay. Hey, today is National.
Yeah, he didn't mention us, but let's go on.
National Starbucks Day today. Humble beginnings in the coffee-crazed city of Seattle, and then Starbucks has become the name behind coffee all over the world. You know, recently, I've been to Europe twice, Shelley and I. Been to Greece and France and Germany, and the one thing that we found constant there, wherever we went, we'd find a Starbucks. And Shelley's collected these little souvenir mugs from the different places, the different Starbucks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're big fans. I'm a Starbucks fan. How about that? I also, disclaimer, I own a stock in Starbucks, probably several $1 million worth. I'm not sure. I didn't check recently. Starbucks Day. You got anything going on today? Special day? It's coffee day, too.
Not a coffee drinker, although I was forced to have a hot vanilla latte the other day. So
you were forced?
It wasn't bad. I'll give it that.
So you were in Lawrence. Did you go to the Mad Greek up there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
We love the Mad Greek.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. And I guess that's all for today. We will check with you here in an hour again and more business news with Kirk Seminoff.
What's your go-to when you go to Starbucks? Do you have a...
Me?
One of the same thing you order every time?
Yeah.
Or you get something different?
Yeah. I get the, I can think of it now, like mocha caramel latte.
Oh,
no,
my.
Frappuccino.
Okay.
Mocha caramel frappuccino. It's delicious. It's
pretty involved.
A little whipped cream on top.
Look at you.
All right. All right, Steve, it's head of the morning.
You get a stockholder discount?
No.
Oh.
Coming up at the 7-8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. We're all ready to the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, just
on a Monday.
Flying by.
I mean, this program is just runaway, I'll tell you. Coming up, top of the hour news here in this 8 o'clock hour. Possible government shutdown just hours away. Ted will have a look at sports, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll see how the Chiefs and the Ravens fared yesterday up at Arrowhead Stadium. We got highlights and a call from Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Coming up in sports.
How about entertainment news? We're going to have some entertainment news this morning?
Sure. We're coming out of the final weekend of the month of September, so we'll get you all your entertainment news in the blur, including a very famous singing voice of years past. Coming up, that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have your back to the work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.